The biggest culture shock I faced as an immigrant to the United States was not about spelling color without a U or driving on the right side of the road. It was that nobody in America seemed to have heard of Enid Blyton. I'd grown up in India reading Enid Blyton and her books about the five fine daughters and dog and the adventures of famous five, brownies and elves and pixies, and of course, Noddy in Toyland with his parp, parp car. We had learned to read English through Enid Blyton and her books, much like American kids with Dr. Seuss. But unlike Dr. Seuss, Blyton wrote some 700 books, and there were books for five-year-olds, and there were books for teens. This year, a blue plaque outside her home in England by the charity English Heritage noted racism and xenophobia in her work. That caused an uproar. Enid Blyton was being cancelled by the woke brigade. But more than England, it seemed to cause an even greater stir in India, where she had been dearly beloved for generations. The news channel WION.
She has been part of our childhood, but now she is to be cancelled.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The accusations around Blyton are not new. English Heritage says in one book, Sambo, the black-faced doll, is ugly and unloved until his face is wiped clean. Noddy is attacked by black gollies in Toyland. Some stories are xenophobic. Girls mostly play second fiddle to the boys, although Georgina in Famous Five wants to be a boy named George. J.K. Rowling famously said she wanted Harry Potter and company to not be stuck in permanent prepubescence like poor Julian in the Famous Five. Dr. Seuss has also faced accusations. Voice of America said earlier this year, six of his books will no longer be printed.
The offending images in the six cancelled Dr. Seuss books contain stereotypes of black people, Asians, and Arabs.
Dr. Philip Nell, English professor of Kansas State University, told VOA that Dr. Seuss often sees racial difference as exotic, even funny, which is problematic.
You know, you are telling people that national or ethnic or racial difference can be the punchline.
The news channel WION says, come on, Enid Blyton died in 1968. We cannot judge her by the standards of 2021.
Can Blyton be cleared of racism? No, she can't. But should you punish her for being a product of her age?
There are fond black and white reels showing a happy Enid Blyton family with her daughters Gillian and Imogen playing games with their mother, reading news stories fresh off the typewriter. Blyton sounds determinedly wholesome.
I started writing in earnest. Of course, later on I married. I had children of my own to practice on.
But while her daughter Gillian idolized her, Imogen said she was an absent mother. She lamented she could love the children who were her readers. It was only her children who failed to capture her love. To call her sexist, cold, anemic, xenophobic, dated, and formulaic is one thing. To dismiss her as being without literary merit is another. She sold more than 600 million copies. There must have been something in there that captivated children from Devonshire to Delhi without needing the help of a Disney franchise. Enid Blyton opened up my mind to the possibility of another world beyond the one we saw around us. It was a sense of adventure that was unimaginable to my sheltered life in Kolkata. The children in Blyton's world had secret clubs. They ran away from home and lived in a hollow tree in the woods. Every Famous Five adventure, and there were 21, felt endlessly exciting.
There it is, Kiran Island.
The racism, xenophobia, and monochrome whiteness are real, but so is the magic. One could say she colonized our young minds. I wanted to have picnics in the woods with hampers filled with potted meat and tongue sandwiches and scones and clotted cream. I had no idea what any of it tasted like. But that I even craved something clotted or spotted shows the extraordinary power of Blyton. She made even English food sound fabulously exciting. That might be the true miracle of Enid Blyton.
Hey, thanks for the ride, Noddy.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KELW.